Facebook Messenger, Congressional HIV AIDS Caucus. Friday, December 28, 2018, 12:05 p.m. Dear Congressional HIV AIDS Caucus, my name is James Martin Driscoll, age 53, and I am a citizen of the United States of America currently living in my family home in San Bernardino, CA. This has been the family home here since I was age 5. I am a person living with HIV with an AIDS symptomatic diagnosis with a T cell count less than 200 since my first HIV positive test in September 1999. Next year 2019, I will have had 20 years experience with the Citizens Health Purposed Interface to the Ryan White Care Act Social Services Agencies. This has been interfaced region to region. Oakland, California, North San Diego County, CA, Cheyenne, Way, Denver, Colorado, and of course my hometown of San Bernardino, Inland Empire, CA. My reasons for contacting you is rather serious, highly complex to a matter that it is not just a quick read, and must be placed into a matter of imperative corrections that cannot be ignored, holding a status quo paradigm that has been in place for decades. This situation is dire and needs a corrective adaptive thinking and solution to be brought forward with a confirmed commitment of change. This cannot be delayed one more day than what is humanly possible to get action instead of pervasive silence that I have encountered roadblocks at every step, every stage, every person, every governmental authority, every agency that could take the role of being the choice for them to respond a response of responsibility. Everyone that I encounter will not create an opportunity to discuss these issues, apply that then discussion onto a working solution, a solution never carried forward into change, and the outcome of that nullified voice is HIV deaths and chaos, homelessness, and calamity that is working against the community to premature deaths by our HIV, AIDS disease. What can be proven after 2015 is found in online internet informational data that confirms the negative effect of these circumstances that are negatively impacting the quality of life dynamics, the standards of care, and the quality of services offered and provided to clients as persons living with HIV, AIDS in the United States of America this decade and into this year. Something has to bend, something has to break, something has to give up that hate, and something big, big has to change. Continued. I personally have the direct association experience as a client and person living with HIV since 1999 to be the subject of hate, harassment, and retaliation campaigns targeted against me. Their endgame has been to reach the breaking point of my sanity, which leads to their hidden agenda of eviction out of the secured HIV-specific residential housing of HOPWA placement residency. They force themselves to be secret, but their endgame is the result of eviction leading to, of course, continued and perpetual stints of homelessness. This situation has been so out of control of normalcy that it is hard to imagine that this kind of occurrence can happen in the United States of America, but it has. Actually, it has happened twice. In Oakland in 2005-2006, which they took what was then open season before the cyberbullying laws were enacted to direct very disturbing and emotional bondage to hate messages directed at me. They were attempting to drive me crazy insane by gaslighting. The second occurrence happened in most recent residency away from family resources in Denver, Colorado in 2015-2016. But this time, I can point to the source of this hate and retaliation, and it might be surprising to you to realize this truth. It has been the leaders and directors of the Ryan White Care Act-funded social service agency themselves that has been the source of this hate paradigm against me, and I would bet against my conjecture that it was just the same source originally encountered in Oakland. Something has to be done to make corrections to persons and leaders of these agencies that act as untouchables, and the haters embedded in these agencies have been allowed to remain in leadership role, and these haters have been allowed to win. I am not kidding, and this is not a joke. I have a LinkedIn public awareness post that I would like you to review. The confirmation of the occurrence truth that points to and targets the source of this hate paradigm is social services is found by the negative outlook employee tier reviews found on Glassdoor reported against the Ryan White Care Act funded social service agencies. This is a nationally scoped review reporting placement that is region to region. This is not just an isolated local incidental occurrence. What is found is rather disturbing to realize that employees tier interface can be reviewed and reported posted on Glassdoor, but there is actually no resource of posting response that can be held against these agencies for the client tier level interface. We are at the level of having no voice and at the mercy of courageous employees that put a step forward to consider their position and placement to report not just the employee involved negative aspects but also how these dysfunctional cultures found under the roof of these agencies are negatively impacting client care and client quality of services provided. Just expose yourself that what is said here is rationally presented and that these facts lead to death. This is a life and wellness priority to find a resolution and remedy out of the massive mischievous marvel of molding muck presence that it is holding, a status quo, that must change. Thank you. On LinkedIn, these posts go to the heart of the reporting of Glassdoor reviews found reported against these agencies. This posting has a spoken voice text narrative transcription placed for easy access to input the paradigm of hate interface that is modeled region to region in the foundation business model that these organizations are operating from. This citation needs something big, grand, and heavy-handed weighed against them to bring their accountability for actually engaging a course of change that is trustworthy and reliable. They get the seriousness of these circumstances and will not be allowed to continue to pull the wool over the eyes of oversight agencies. No more of this dumbed-down ignorance mess that has been out of control for years. Thank you. ONLINKEDIN, posting content. The Glassdoor controversy of negative Outlook employee reviews for Ryan White CARE Act social service agencies. Is there a conspiracy here showing? LinkedIn article written, https://www.linkedin.com/pulse/glassdoor-controversy-negative-outlook-employee-reviews-driscoll/. Spoken voice text. http://webdomains.relapumin.net/linkedin.com/article-conspiracy-exposed-b-glassdoor-reviews-ryan-white-social-service-agencies.org. My email address for these concerns is actually defined to these circumstances as ryanwhitecareact@fuckedupumin.net. Please respond a response of responsibility. Thank you, James Martin Driscoll, 3260 Grande Vista, San Bernardino, CA 92405-909-882-8759, available for a persona visit to confirm and discuss these matters face-to-face if that need be. http://ryan-white-care-act.fuckedupumin.net. Sunday 12:41 p.m. This is the Google review standing, see attached image for my local agency of the Ryan White CARE Act funded agencies. There are no other HIV service agencies in the area. Aaron Jacobson has been told to me to be a member of the Inland Empire HIV Planning Council, the board of members for the county in charge of funding and policy of the Ryan White CARE Act. His advice is, run as far as and fast away as you can. They treat HIV consumers with contempt and unprofessionalism. There are inferences of irresponsibility with funding from Ryan White. His opinion is internal of the system, not external from the community. You may retrieve this Google review by this auto FW ding shortcut, as the Google URL is extremely long. This link only works on desktop interfaces and not mobile devices. I need a higher authority to get involved in this nightmare conspiracy that is obvious. http://futhylates.fuckedupumin.net/%23clso%5b-google-review%5d:, use this link to access the review or the preview link to access the record of evidence of full involvement of client services, including my emails to staff and my attempts to get a fair and appropriate response of responsibility to this matter they just ignore. Thank you for your assistance and involvement to seek a sanity course of action in this case. I expect you're being shocked by this correspondence here, and I expect my politicians' leadership to get involved in the solution. The emails also have County Supervisor Gonzalez to many of this correspondence record. She has never returned my emails either. Someone do something. It is necessary here. A solution I have to bring is recorded in a YouTube video. https://www.youtube.com/watch. V equals E6UCM1ES5s and T equals O. Without this solution, retaliation, harassment, and hate runs amok with no address. The leaders of the Ryan White CARE Act are the ones who are hating on employees and clients. It is obvious in the Glassdoor reviews that I have selected. This problem is nationally systemic across the board, region to region. I have my experiences in two different locations of this extreme bias against my attempts at helping the community. There must be some higher authority involvements here. No other choice but your response and authority to supersede in this matter. Everyone ignores their involvement. They don't want to get their hands dirty. That is the Ryan White CARE Act of today. Perhaps has been for time it needs to be fixed. Thank you. What is your response?